is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin another statewide journey together on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show that covers the entire state. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. I had a guy stop me on the street when I was walking over from the parking garage. Hey, Huge, what are you going to talk about today? I don't know. Where do we begin? Oh, Michigan playing Iowa in the Big Ten championship game on Saturday night. If they win, they're in the college football playoff. That's a nice start. Oh, wait a minute. We got word yesterday that right after I got off air that Brian Kelly was leaving Notre Dame for LSU. And the story broke before he could tell anybody at Notre Dame. And he sent them all a nice text and I guess met with them this morning. So there's already tweets for Brian Kelly at LSU. And reportedly the deal is guaranteed $95 million, which is interesting because that's the number Mel got at Michigan State. So was he ever made an offer and Michigan State matched it? Who knows? And then Lincoln Riley's deal after he met the media in Los Angeles. How about that? $110 million. They bought his two houses in Oklahoma, the one he was building and the one he was living in. $500,000 over value for each. They bought him a $6 million home in the LA area, and he gets use of a private jet for him and his family for as long as he's coaching USC. My first thought when I heard about Kelly was Luke Fickell will be the next head coach. And then others said, well, what about Marcus Freeman, the current assistant? Maybe the biggest recruiter on Kelly's staff. Matt Campbell at Iowa State was a hot name a year ago, not so hot in 2021. Urban Meyer's name came up. I had a couple of buddies. I'm like, are you guys hammered? You think Urban Meyer is a hot prospect right now? He had a lot of opportunities. Well, not a lot, but he had a chance to be in the mix back in the day. I mean, he was at Ohio State, king of the college football penthouse right there with Alabama. Why would he want to go to Notre Dame? See, there's a couple things. I was talking with Dan Elvey, who I think graduated from LSU, and he's a former lawyer and a former Tigers front office executive, and we'll get to Javi Baez. That's another part of the late night story about 2 a.m. I'm up watching something on Netflix, and all of a sudden I get an alert that Javi Baez and the Tigers are close to a deal. Now, seeing you're not going to pay, you know, $330 million plus, well, Seager got $325 for the Rangers. It's going to be more than that for Correa. And Baez makes the team better with his glove and bat. He cut down on strikeouts last year. I'm okay with that. They're a better team because of it. And they're not in for maybe $200 million more. Who knows what the Yankees or Astros may have to pay, but The destinations aren't out there for Correa. So we'll get the Javi Baez. So that was all just coming at you left and right. I mean, you're going, what is, slow down. We already have the Michigan-Iowa. Big steamroll into Saturday. I'm looking at all these stories. Then we get Mel Tucker wins Big Ten Coach of the Year today. My first thought there was, okay, you beat Harbaugh, but then Harbaugh won the East. He didn't have a bad loss at Purdue, and he beat Ohio State. That should have been co-coach of the year. That's what it should have been. There's just so much. This was one of the busier nights and mornings that I've ever had in broadcasting, with so many stories, just nonstop. You know, Baez, the Michigan-Iowa thing, and still Michigan beating Ohio State is as big as anything I've ever covered in my 20-plus years here in Michigan. Then Kelly, because of his roots at Grand Valley and CMU. I read a story that Matt LaFleur and Robert Salah, when they were graduate assistants, they were invited over to Kelly's house in Mount Pleasant, and they told this story, a writer did, and they thought they were getting invited to the party, and they were there to shovel snow and clean off people's cars who were at the party. Hey, well, what Kelly did worked. You may have hated the guy, but you're both NFL coaches right now. Just so much pro football focus, college football, highest percentage chance to make the college football playoff. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Cincinnati 3, Alabama 4. Aiden Hutchinson, Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com tweeted out, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and Defensive Lineman of the Year. Jake Moody of Michigan, Kicker of the Year. Ojabo, Hutchinson, and Daxton Hill. They were named first team all Big Ten defenders. And Charbonneau first tweeted to me, Mel Tucker named Big Ten Coach of the Year. That should have been co-coach of the year. People are like, well, no one expected anything from Tucker. Well, he beat Michigan the year before. We didn't know what to expect from Harbaugh. It should have been co-coaches of the year, in my mind, in the Big Ten. Harbaugh and Tucker. Harbaugh won the East. Harbaugh beat Ohio State. Harbaugh didn't have a bad loss. They had a bad loss at Purdue against a ninth-string quarterback. I know they beat them. I know, but that was in East Lansing. Harbaugh took care of business against Ohio State. Look what Ohio State did to Michigan State. What Michigan State and their two losses give up a hundy? Should have been co-coach of the year, or coaches of the year. End of story. Man, look at that college football money. Look at the money Javi Baez is getting. I think Dan Hasty, one of our baseball insiders, he is the voice of the Tigers' high A affiliate in the Midwest League, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Also, his Road to Detroit podcast focuses on the Tigers' minor leagues, and it's a wonderful listen. You can download it wherever you download podcasts. Want to get his thoughts on the Baez signing. Dan, welcome back.
Well, yeah, who would have thought that we'd get a John Morosi bomb at 3 o'clock in the morning? That was that was unexpected. I mean, I know a lot of people have been talking about it, waiting to see if the Tigers would pull the trigger on one of these shortstops. But, you know, it obviously wasn't who everybody was, I think, initially hoping for. But, you know, it's like getting a great Christmas present and having your kids say, you know, but it's not the one I wanted.
I figured when I saw Corey Seager get the $325 million from the Rangers, and the Rangers, by the way, spent almost $600 million in free agency. But when I saw that money, is Craig going to get $350 million, $340 million from somebody? He's a step up on Seager. So I knew then the Tigers were done, and I think they waited, too, for what that number would be. And maybe they were hoping the market wouldn't take it into the 300s, but it went where everybody expected. And Baez, as I kind of stepped back this morning and tweeted out, Dan, he makes them better at shortstop with his glove. He makes them better in the lineup with his ability, not the power of Correa, but power. He cut down on the strikeouts last year, so they're a better team. And that lineup, based on whether or not you get Green and Torkelson or just Green there, is looking pretty good right now. I'm talking 1 through 9. They still need some work and some younger guys to step up for another season in the rotation. Could use a couple of middle relief guys, but making progress. I like it.
Well, and how about the fact that Javier Baez, and of course, you know, we're just talking about the reports that are linking these two together. They got to, you know, still go through official and, you know, physical things like that and all that before 11:59 tomorrow. But he gives them swagger. He gives them charisma. It's something that this team's kind of lacked. They've needed an identity. They've needed someone to kind of show the fact that this team has made progress. And look, they call him El Mago, the magician, for a reason. It's because he's one of the most electric players in Major League Baseball. You know, we just are looking at him, and a lot of people are going, oh, well, he's not Corey Seager, and he's not Marcus Semien. It's like, you know, if this was a year ago, you would have loved Javier Baez over Marcus Semien. Baez has been doing this for years. So if we just take a step back and think about the fact that now the Tigers have one of the most exciting players in baseball. And we talk about, you know, 6 for 140 is the reports right now. And look, I don't think that he's the player that Carlos Correa is, but I also don't think that Carlos Correa is worth double or triple what Javier Baez is worth. And when you really boil it down, Bill, the opt-out comes in, the reported opt-out is after 2 years. So is this a 6 for 140, or is this really a 2 for 50 million-ish contract? Because we live in this world where when there's an opt-out available, players tend to take it. So I think the Tigers have done a great job that they've spent money here and now, but they've also given themselves a lot of future flexibility.
Dan, you brought up that opt-out, and that's important here because that two-year window gives Baez a chance to see where the Tigers are. And if he does opt out and they're doing well and they want him, you also can still develop Kreidler, and who knows, he could become a third baseman. You have trade material. You know the road to Detroit. We'll talk about that in a moment. But look at Baez last season, 265. You look at 18 doubles, 2 triples, 31 homers, 87 RBIs. Or RBI, 80 runs scored, 18 steals, great arm at short, and according to baseballreference.com's wins above average by position, only the Phillies and Angels got less out of shortstop last season in all of baseball.
And you know what? You know, in 2 years, a lot of things can happen in 2 years. I mean, in 2 years, we could see a situation where Ryan Kreidler is pushing Javier Baez for a spot. I mean, obviously, that's not the ideal situation for Baez. But, okay, there's a chance that he plays exceptionally well and he opts back in. Or he opts out and you want to bring him back and you'd have that opportunity to do it. But in 2 years, a lot of things can happen. You can have a prospect breakout. You can end up making a trade that addresses that position further. You could end up with another free agent. So, you know, rather than thinking, oh, well, it's not Carlos Correa and it's not 8, 9, 10 years, just look at it as for 2 years, you don't have to worry about one of the most important positions on that diamond.
And my point that the Tigers were right there at the bottom on getting the most out of shortstop last season, and nothing against Nico Goodrum or Castro, the Castros, Willie Ur Harold or Zach Short, who was born to play shortstop. This is a good pickup because that two-year window on where they're going, will they contend for a wild card playoff in 2022? Is 2023 the go year? If it is, either way, you have Baez and you're set up the middle. Now, the big question will be when you look at, you know, one of the Castros over at second, and you got Scope could play first, but if Torkelson tears it up, he could end up being the first baseman. You move Scope over to second, who you sign to a deal, and you're set. You really are. You start to look at the possibilities with the addition of Green and Torkelson to this lineup and the power it adds. Things are on the upswing in a quick way with Avila, A.J. Hinch, and the Tigers.
I mean, all you have to do is look at the fact that the Tigers went, I think it was 68-61 in their final, 130 games. So they were good enough then to be competitive. And all they've done is added a gold glove catcher, added a, you know, one of the best defensive shortstops, who, by the way, smashed 30 home runs last year. and brought in a starting pitcher that already adds to what's considered the organizational strength in starting pitching. So do I think that they could challenge for a spot in a one-game wild card? Yeah, I do. I don't think they have enough ammo to get there yet, but free agency isn't over yet. We might have to take a little bit of a delay here with the CBA situation coming up at 11:59 tomorrow, but there's going to be more time for them to address things. There's going to be more money available to them, I would assume, especially after not going after and not getting Correa. So I think if they were to continue on this path, if they were deciding that, you know, hey, we've waited long enough, our fans have been patient enough, we're going to continue to address this, we're going to bring in some more guys for the bullpen. I wouldn't be surprised to see them bring in another starting pitcher. But if they really have the shot, I think they're getting close. They're not quite there yet. But if they start to go out and get a couple of arms, especially in that bullpen, because if you're going to be a contender, you got to get big outs late in ballgames. So if they start to address that, I think we're going to be talking about a possible wild card situation.
Yeah. Hey, compare this offseason to a year ago. Compare everything after early May this year to a year ago. And I know you had the pandemic season, but, you know, Baez to me is a quality consolation prize to not paying more than double that. I don't think you get the triple, but at least, you know, you go 325 to what Seager got with the Rangers. And they got a guy, I love the opt-out after 2 years. I think that's a great play for both sides.
I think that's, in this game, financial flexibility is probably the most important thing because it allows you to pivot. It allows you to let this all play out in front of you, and then you can adjust on the fly to what you need. I mean, based on what they've done, even with Rodriguez, even with Baez now, I think they're clearly sending a message that they're not afraid to spend money. And they do think that they're close enough at this point where they can start to spend money and then put together a really competitive team. So I don't think we're going to find ourselves in a situation a year from now where they're going to say, hey, you know what, we're just not going to spend any money anymore. Like, this is the trajectory now. This is the path. It will continue to build as we go on. But the only way that you can build effectively from a financial standpoint, because you can't buy a World Series, is you have to be able to have flexibility to address the needs you have as you have them. And the only way to do that is to build it the way the Tigers have. Now they've spent money, and it's been significant money, but things can change. And in a year or 2 years, the needs that this team has now won't look like they will in 2023. And their ability to pivot then is probably what's going to keep them competitive for a longer period of time.
And you have, you know, right now, what? You look at this lineup, and they've improved. They've improved at catcher. They have more depth and flexibility. They've improved greatly at shortstop compared to the shortstop by committee we watched earlier this year. Green will add a lot. I believe that. Torkelson will get a chance in spring training to win that first base job and move Scope back over to second. And you got A.J. Hinch. You got Fetter. You got the coaching staff, you got Avila in the front office. I know you do the Road to Detroit podcast. That minor league system probably is stocked as good as any time in franchise history.
No, and you know what? They've got a couple of dudes on the way. I mean, it's not like you're just hoping to get lucky and maybe you can have a guy break out and, you know, kind of just do the same thing you've been doing for years. Like, there are two players who are probably the best pair of position player prospects in Major League Baseball, and they're headed to your lineup. So, you know, you know you've got that waiting in your back pocket. So you've got that coming on the way, and I think that's a big deal for other players. I think they're looking at that. I mean, Javier Baez knows that nobody's coming up to take his spot. I mean, Ryan Kreidler, he could easily be in the infield somewhere, but just like Javier Baez, and I think this is something that needs to get mentioned about Baez, he is just as experienced at second base and at third base as he is at shortstop. So, again, this allows the Tigers flexibility. And you know how big A.J. Hinch is on versatility. He wants guys who can move around, play other positions. And I think that's a big reason why. Just as much as how he wants to fill up a lineup card each and every night, I think he wants to be able to construct his team and get the most out of them. So if that means moving Javier Baez to second base because all of a sudden you've got a better option at shortstop, that's a good problem to have.
By the way, one note from defensive run save since 2016. The Tigers were last by a mile. Only the Phillies and the Orioles, like we're talking about these analytics, these numbers, which a lot of teams go by. Shortstop was a huge hole with the Tigers. And you look at that six-year deal, reported $140 million, and that two-year opt-out. I mean, that is good stuff. And think about a potential opening day lineup. Badu in left field, leading off, Grossman batting second and right, Candelario at third, Miggy at DH, Baez behind him, so Miguel's going to see some better pitches to hit. Scope at first, and it could be Torkelson, Barnhart at catcher, Riley Green in center field, and Castro at second base. But if Tork wins a spot on the roster playing first, you'd move Scope back over to second and then redo that with Badu, Grossman, Candelario, Cabrera, Baez, Scope, Barnhart, Green. Oh, my God. And Torkelson? Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
I mean, and think about this, too. Think about where that lineup is now as compared to where they were last season. How many different names and faces showed up, and how the Willie Peraltas and Tyler Alexanders of the world were giving them quality appearances, innings, at-bats, you name it. The Dustin Garneaus of the world, right? Wow. The Eric Hossers. I mean, that was a 77-win team. They were almost a 500 team with a handful of guys that really they got for very little to next to nothing. So the fact that now they're able to really invest in talent and you're giving it to a coaching staff that from all indications develops talent as good as anybody in Major League Baseball, that's why I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they could contend for a wild card spot this coming season.
Dan Hasty, he is voice of the Tigers, high affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and Road to Detroit podcasts are out there. You can listen to Torkelson, Green, and others, the biggest names, a loaded farm system, all trying to get off on the Road to Detroit, that last exit there by Comerica Park. Just search Road to Detroit podcast. Dan, great news with Baez. I like it. It's a good consolation prize. Correa would have been, you know, selling tickets immediately, people going nuts. But it is pretty cool from my Twitter feed and my friends and a lot of Cubs fans on the west side of the state here in Michigan. They love Baez. They really do. They think he's a huge pickup.
He is a must-watch player. And, you know, I was just talking to somebody who had been watching him his entire career in Chicago, and they said, sometimes he'll make you a little crazy, but a lot more often than not, you're going to love that you have him on your side. I think he's going to be so much fun. And, look, that's what this game needs to be all about. We need to be having fun while we play. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing it right. So I think a lot of people, I would say this, just give Javier Baez a chance. He's not Carlos Correa, and he's not supposed to be, but he's going to do a lot of things that you're going to really love.
I loved our conversation, Dan Hasty. Remember Road to Detroit podcast in terms of the Tigers farm system. Listen to the entire year of interviews. Solid work there from Dan. Hey, man, enjoy the holidays if we don't talk soon, okay?
Sounds good, Bill. You too.
All right, Dan Hasty joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners of your Detroit Tigers. And Meyer is the place to get geared up for Michigan State's bowl game, which will be announced on Sunday, or for the Big Ten Championship on Saturday night. Get all your Michigan gear. Quality license official University of Michigan athletic gear, a huge selection. Always had that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer, and get all of your beverages, all the food you need for your own Big Ten Championship watch party at your house or over at friends at your local Meyer. On the way, Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan Insider, more on the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines on Saturday night. Gary Dolphin, voice of Iowa football, will check in within 40 minutes. Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News on Mel Tucker being named Big Ten Coach of the Year. I think it should have been Co-Coaches of the Year with Tucker and Harbaugh. Sam Webb from our affiliate AM 1050, WTKA in Ann Arbor. Jeff Risden on the Lions. Oh, I haven't even talked about Thanksgiving Day and Coach Campbell. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's Coach Campbell. That's with a C. I can't use the word I want to use. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, will join us. Our huge question of the day, Do you think Tucker deserved the Big Ten Coach of the Year over Harbaugh? Answer that question right now at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now they have their latest no-brainer bet. And DraftKings is legit. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You can withdraw your money and get your cash anytime you want to. And here's the no-brainer deal right now on any NFL game. Just sign up using code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and then bet just $1 on any team to score in an NFL game. And you can win $100 in free bets. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Then bet just $1 on any team to score, and you'll win $100 in free bets if they score. You score with promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company. So the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, whether you're buying someone a holiday gift card, if they're into their car, truck, SUV, snowmobiles, ATVs, you name it, or if you need something for your vehicle, Auto Value Service Centers, Auto Value Part Stores for the one close to you. Go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Huge question of the day. Did Tucker deserve the Big Ten Coach of the Year over Harbaugh? I think it's easy to say it should have been co-Big Ten Coaches of the Year. Harbaugh didn't have a bad loss in the Big Ten. I know they blew a 16-point lead, but that was against a top-10 team on their home field. They then controlled Ohio State start to finish. Michigan State was embarrassed nationally by Ohio State and embarrassed by Purdue. I think Harbaugh should have got the award over Tucker, but I could understand a co-Big Ten coach of the year. You could answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. I did get a text on the text chain from Tim, who was working in downtown Grand Rapids. Bill, if I hear you say one more time Mel Tucker shouldn't have got the award over Harbaugh, I don't think I'll be listening, or a lot of people will be listening in Grand Rapids. Sincerely, Tim F. Ulysses. So if I do his initials, Tim F. U. Hey, you know what? Everybody gets an opinion. Everybody. You can do it on air at 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I'm sensing he's a Michigan State fan. I kind of feel that. Let's go to Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan insider. He's standing by on Big Ten Championship Week here on the Huge Radio Network as we broadcast from our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in downtown GR. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm well, Bill. How about yourself?
Good, man. When the I think all the other awards I've heard kind of fit. But the coach of the year, not that I have a problem with it, but I think Harbaugh had a better Big Ten resume, personally.
I'm in the same kind of boat. I think both were certainly worthy and deserving. I'm perfectly fine with Mel getting it. You know, if you look at his total resume, I mean, in a way, if you look at last year, Michigan and Michigan State were in very similar situations. They both had tough years, both had two wins. You know, up until, you know, through 9 or 10 weeks of this season, I think it was a runaway Mel Tucker. He did a very good job of transforming that program, took a bunch of transfers, turned them into a Big Ten contender. And not only that, but has a Heisman Trophy candidate at running back. You know, I wasn't surprised to see the results. I wouldn't have been surprised to see, because keep in mind, too, there's two different Coach of the Year awards, one from the media and one from the coaches themselves. Mel won both of those. I was kind of expecting Jim and Mel to kind of split that, but at the end of the day, I have no problem with the final result either.
All right, let's move on. The game Saturday night, from last Saturday, shake that emotion, maybe tunnel it, bottle it. Here's Michigan bumping up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. Now an 11.5-point favorite. Iowa, one of the worst offenses, second worst in the Big Ten through 12 games. A solid defense, top three defense. I sense this could be a lower scoring game than most think. I like Michigan. How are you breaking down the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines?
Yeah, I think the matchup, it's a good matchup for Michigan because they're going to try and run the football, try and move on the ground, kind of look what you saw against Ohio State. Iowa's a very good defense. They like to force a lot of turnovers, force a lot of mistakes, but a lot of that comes through the air. And as we all know, Michigan's MO game plan isn't necessarily to throw the ball first. They're going to try and establish a run. So I think if they're able to do that again on Saturday, I don't think they have much of an issue against Iowa. But I do agree with you. It's probably going to be a relatively low-scoring game. I think you're going to see a lot of punts, a lot of drives not ending in points. I think the spread's probably a tad too big. I wouldn't be surprised if this game ends, you know, in closer to a touchdown. But this certainly matches up well for Michigan, just from a schematic standpoint. I don't see them having much of an issue. The big question, you kind of hit on it, is how they rebound from last week, because they were, you know, at a euphoric high Saturday night and a Sunday. You know, we spoke to the players yesterday and Jim Harbaugh, and they were still talking about that win, and rightfully so, but they also acknowledged, too, they have to turn the page really quickly. So we're going to see how they bounce back. From a high perspective, I don't think you can get any bigger than what happened on Saturday, but they're going to have to try and channel that, and you're right, try to bottle that up and get a similar result against Iowa.
I don't really think the bounce back effort will be lacking, because you're playing for a Big Ten championship and you're playing with a win for a spot in the college football playoffs. So there's actually more on the line on Saturday night, and I think those players will understand it. Aaron McMahon, he follows everything Michigan football 24/7 at MLive.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. What's your prediction in the game?
Yeah, I think it's been relatively close. I don't see Michigan getting out to too big of a lead just by way of how both of these teams play. As I said, I don't think you're going to see a lot of points scored, but I think Michigan probably ends up winning this game by a touchdown or so. I think they're going to control the clock. I think they're going to control most of the tempo in the game. I don't see them having much of an issue. It would surprise me if Iowa comes out quick. It's a game Michigan should and probably will win. But you know, as I said, you know, they've never been in this. They haven't been. Keep in mind, they haven't been in this situation under Jim Harbaugh. They're coming off their first win over Ohio State. They haven't been to the Big Ten title game yet. So I'm really curious to see how they look on Saturday, how revved up they are, because we know they're going to be. But sometimes when you're too revved up, you can come out flat. And as we've seen from this Iowa team, they've been up and down all season long. They looked like a top five team early on. They fizzled for a while, and then they made this kind of late season run to try and to win the Big Ten West and get into this game. So they're no slouches. They play very good defense. They like to force a lot of turnovers and force a lot of disruption. And if they can get force a turnover or two, it could certainly be a close game come Saturday.
You can follow Aaron McMahon at MichiganFootball@MLive.com. Aaron, thanks for the update. Enjoy your trip down to Indy.
Yep, thanks.
All right, there he is. Aaron McMahon joining us on the Meyer guest line. Again, Meyer proud to be a longtime partner of University of Michigan Athletics. If you're going to the game, gear up on quality license official Michigan gear. Huge selection. All ages always had that great Meijer price inside your local Meijer here in Michigan. Remember, when you're down in Indy, don't plan on, hey, I'm going to stop by a Meijer in Indy and get Michigan gear. I think they're selling like Purdue, Notre Dame, Indiana, Hoosier gear down there. Also, if you're having a house party, going to someone else's house, all your beverages, all your food, everything you need inside your local Meijer. Let's go to Nathan in Grand Rapids listening on 96.1 The Game. You're on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Hey, Bill. I've got Tucker as the Big Ten Coach of the Year for a couple reasons. I think, first of all, the win expectation. I think DraftKings had it set at like 4 or 4.5. He blew that out of the water. And I think if you want to compare Tucker and Harbaugh head-to-head in that game in East Lansing, Harbaugh lost it when he was messing around with McCarthy. Critical coaching decision, putting McCarthy in. When he fumbled it, he put him back in, and that was really the ultimate end result of that game.
Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate your huge opinion in Grand Rapids, listening on 96.1 The Game. Simple, huge question of the day. Mel Tucker was named Big Ten Football Coach of the Year today. I think Harbaugh has a better resume. I know he lost to Tucker in East Lansing, but they didn't have the ugly loss all year. They didn't. They led by 16. They ended up losing 37-33. They beat Ohio State, who embarrassed Michigan State nationally. So that's my opinion. I'm asking yours. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain, where you can text us anytime you want to. It's free. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Mike in St. John's, Michigan, you're on The Huge Show.
Yeah, hi, Huge. My message for Michigan is don't sleepwalk next Saturday. Remember back in 2016, the Wolverines were 9-0, and they lost in Iowa 14-13.
Blew that game. Gosh, that was didn't yeah. Spate get hurt in that game, right?
Yes.
Or was he hurt going in? I forget. That was 5 years ago. You're right. That's a good point. I was thinking about that Iowa game. Don't look ahead, but I don't think they're going to. This is a neutral site. It'll be an Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium. Michigan is playing for a Big Ten championship, and they're guaranteed a spot in the college football playoff. If they win 3-2 on a late field goal, they are in the college football playoff. There is no debate with a W. None. Zero. Now, what's interesting with the college football playoff, we'll talk about it later, with Kelly leaving Notre Dame and Notre Dame needing teams to lose in front of them. It's going to be interesting if Notre Dame ends up in the college football playoff and there's no Coach Kelly. He's recruiting for LSU. Wow. Hey, Mel Tucker's deal. And the first thing I said last night, and I told you guys last week, that if he beat Ohio State, you're going to have to pay him. The number for Harbaugh is above Mel Tucker's pay grade. They have to pay him more than Tucker. They have to. It's Michigan versus Michigan State. To the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy college hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials right there at your fingertips all season long. All you have to do is download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game that you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. This is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. I know some of you may have come across this story on the social networks, on TV, on the radio, but we're sending love and prayers to everybody on the east side of the state in Oxford, Michigan. I'm reading from Eric Seals, who works for the Free Press. He put out a tweet showing parents walking away with their kids from a Meijer parking lot in Oxford, where many gathered following an active shooter situation at Oxford High School. In Oxford, Michigan today, police took a suspected shooter into custody, 3 dead, 6 injured. Man, you're going to need metal detectors at all high schools. You're just going to need that for kids to go in. You know, schools are supposed to be our sanctuaries. I know some are going to say, oh, it's guns. No, bad people can get their hands easier on guns than good people can. It's the mental health that needs to be addressed in this country more than anything. It is. We don't help those who need mental health therapy or treatment as much as we should. So huge love and prayers to everybody in Oxford, Michigan. Sad to, it really is sad to hear that. 24/7, all the podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.